over 50 people are in the hospital. And Boar's Head, when the inspectors went there, they found mold, bugs, listeria, all kinds of stuff, because it was not being properly maintained. According to the Associated Press, at least 9 people have died. 2 deaths in South Carolina, 1 each in Florida and Mexico, Tennessee. 3 deaths previously confirmed by people who lived in Illinois, New Jersey, Virginia. 57 people sickened and hospitalized in the outbreak. Listeria infections are caused by a hardy type of bacteria that can survive and even thrive during refrigeration. An estimated 1,600 people get listeria food poisoning each year. About 260 die, according to the CDC. Infections can be hard to pinpoint because the symptoms may occur quickly, or it could take 10 weeks after eating contaminated food. It's almost as difficult to find as a vaccine injury, right? That delayed response. The disturbing news comes right on the heels of Boar Head's DEI refugee program, where they hire, train, and mentor migrants. Is there a connection?
I've been saying that since this first came out. I knew this was going to come out. This is so obvious. So obvious.
That's right. Yeah, well, you know, this isn't our first rodeo on this thing either. Remember that, Chobani? I got sued because I pointed this out about Chobani. You know, Chobani comes in and... this is a guy who comes from Kurdistan, and he was given, you know, a golden ticket to come in. And you even had Democrat senators in New York. You had Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, who replaced Hillary Clinton in New York. They set this guy up with a factory to do Greek yogurt up in New York. And during the Obama administration, you had Michelle Obama move all of the lunchroom programs, say, oh, you need to get yogurt and you need to get Greek yogurt, you know. And, well, by the way, you know, he makes this great stuff, Chobani. So he was obviously brought in and set up for success. And then he sets up another second factory, because he's now got so much business with all the school lunches and everything. He sets up another one in Idaho. I think it's Sioux Falls, Idaho, something like that. And there was some crime issue that had happened there. There was a cloud over it. Some crimes that were committed from some migrants. But as soon as they cleared Chobani of any involvement in it, they had 60 Minutes ran this puff piece about what a great entrepreneur he was. Hey, look, you know, you give me a yogurt factory. Give me a chocolate factory. I'll be the next Willy Wonka, okay? It's not rocket science to do some of this stuff, right? And over and above that, you know, we realized that he was playing footsies with the regime, because he was bringing in all these different people from other countries. And some of the people had pointed out that in his factories, he said, I love these people so much, I've hired interpreters so they don't have to learn English. And so we have all these interpreters on the floor to help people communicate with each other. And it's like, that seems like an awful waste of money. But it works out, because you see, if they don't speak English, they can't go work anywhere else. So he'd bring people in from, you know, some places where they speak these rare languages, but he'd bring along an interpreter, he'd hire somebody to be an interpreter, and they don't learn English. And so they're trapped in that job forever. And so once this court case was over, there was a cloud over their immigrant practices that were there. Then, 60 Minutes ran this puff piece, and I talked about it, and I showed how they were rewarding these people, foreign business people who will come in and do what they want. Right? You don't think that's happening at Google, other places like that as well? And so I talked about it from that perspective. Then it got wrapped into the nightly news and then pulled out. The comments were made by someone else at the beginning of it. And it was published up as, I put it up as, I was talking about crony capitalism, about their immigration agenda and all the rest of this stuff. And I called it Chobani's own private Idaho. Alex hated puns like that. And so did the other people that there. So they took that down, and then they put it up as something about child rapist or something like that. It's like, no. And I had Travis change it.
Yeah, I had to change it twice, and they kept changing it back.
They changed it. He changed it. They changed it back. He changed it again. They changed it back. And then with that child rapist thing, which had just been found false in the court, we all got sued. Yeah, individually and collectively. But, Alex paid it off or whatever. It cost him a bunch of money for that. But look, that's what's happening with these different companies that come in. And it's all tied in with the immigrant stuff. And so that's, you know, that's why Travis was not surprised that this is what was happening with Boar's Head. They want to bring in cheap immigrant labor. Maybe they're not training them very well. Somebody's not doing their job. It's filthy. And now the whole company looks like it's possibly going to go down the tubes. Boar's Head proudly displayed their DEI initiatives on their website, where they bragged about their programs, including focusing on refugees. Boar's Head is part of the Tent Coalition for Refugees in the U.S., exploring hiring, training, and mentoring opportunities for refugees. Inspectors, however, turned up dozens of violations at their plant in Virginia, now linked to the nationwide recall of deli meat. And when you look at what the Department of Agriculture found, they said, according to records that have been released, mold, mildew, insects repeatedly found throughout the site. But what is this Tent Coalition? Well, it goes back to 2021. That was when we got out of Afghanistan. And we had a big tent to bring all the Afghan refugees in. People fleeing Afghanistan, they had 33 major companies because, again, these companies are going to do what the federal government wants them to do because it's a pay-to-play type of thing, right? You do what we want you to do. You help us with the optics on this or this other social issue. We'll clear the way for you to have an oligarchy, if not a monopoly. So you had companies like Amazon, Facebook, Pfizer, Tyson Foods, announced that they would join the Tent Coalition for Afghan Refugees back in 2021. The new coalition, said the announcement, is spearheaded by the Tent Partnership for Refugees, a network of over 180 globalist businesses. They say global business, but that's globalist business. It's these multinational corporations that are they're stakeholders. And they're either going to drive a stake through our heart or we're going to drive the stake through their heart. 180 globalist businesses integrating refugees to help Afghans to better integrate into the American economy. How about the veterans? Are you doing anything about the veterans from Afghanistan or just the Afghan refugees? You want to put them in your factories, have them cleaning machinery at Boar's Head. Albert Bourla, by the way, at CEO of Pfizer, he was bragging about his participation in the Tent Coalition for Afghan Refugees. We're proud to join. We'll be undertaking a number of projects in support of Afghan refugees and special migrants. 1.6 million migrants in the UK are costing taxpayers there £8.5 billion. And that doesn't even include the cost of asylum seekers who are routinely placed into four-star hotels, as well as foreign students. Because, you know, these foreign students, that's really the bread and butter of these universities, especially in the United States. Meaning the actual cost to British taxpayer is probably much, much higher. Well, in the United States, it's far worse than that, as a matter of fact. In the United States, it's not £8.5 billion. It's $150 billion. Now, you know, the £8.5 billion, that might be like $10 billion or something like that. But here it's $150 billion in one year. U.S. taxpayers paid $150 billion to care for illegal aliens just last year. And Wokeness put that up on Twitter and said, but a $5 billion wall is too expensive. Well, the problem is a $5 billion wall ain't going to cut it. Because if you're paying these people and giving them free jobs and you're doing everything for them, they're going to find a way to get in. They're not stupid. Colorado mayor has asked for the eviction of the Venezuelan migrant gang. They're asking, the squatter stuff. It's just so absurd. The laws that are in so many of these different states. Somebody comes in and they occupy your home and you can't get them out. You can't evict them. Everybody knows what's going on. There's news reports all over the place how you've got Venezuelan gangs have gone in and taken over several apartment complexes. They've had shootouts in parking lots. They've of stores like Walmart parking lot or whatever. They got trash all over the place, fights and shootouts and everything. And they've completely taken over several apartment complexes. And so officials are asking the courts to let them evict the Venezuelan migrant gangs. They don't want to. And the governor there, Governor Polis, who was on, he is a comrade of Lala. He's on the Marxist team there for sure. He doesn't want to do anything about it either. He just dismisses it. Not interesting at all to him. And yet, this is a woman who was a former resident of one of these apartment complexes, talking to Fox News.
Councilwoman Jarensky, who has been amazing. My first conversation with her, she said, "Do you still live there?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "I'm going to get you out of there."
Wow.
So she said, "I'm going to make it my work."
So you're singing her praises. In the meantime, the office of Governor Jared Polis is saying she's making all of this up. Listen to what a spokesman said. According to police intelligence, this purported invasion, I guess, of these apartment buildings is largely a feature of Danielle Jarensky's imagination. What do you say to that?
You can't fake video, and Polis wouldn't last 5 minutes on that property.
Wow. Here's what Danielle said about it. Listen to this.
I absolutely did not make any of this up. I love that is how our governor has quickly rushed in to say that that's the actual problem here. But the actual problem here are his weak policies that have turned this state into a breeding ground for this gang activity.
Cindy, why do you think the governor's office has got its head stuck firmly in the sand over this issue?
They don't want to admit that they're part of the problem. It's the administration who we count on to make the rules.
For they are coming in with guns.
And make the guidelines.
The apartment complex. By.
I call 911. No help comes for me. No help. There's no mass amounts of police that show up to make sure that we're defended. Nobody showed up to help me. I didn't have a bulletproof vest. I didn't have five officers showing up with me whenever there was a problem. We were on our own and we were left to die.
Wow.
These people have no registration in this country.
And
the guns, shootouts, all the rest of the stuff. The governor says, yeah, they're just making this up. He's the guy who makes up genders for children. Okay. But everybody else is, I played for you last week. People, all different demographics, people who live in the area.
The Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project, to make sure the commoners own nothing, and the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. thedavidknightshow.com.